All right, guys. Happy Friday. The end of another week already. I can't believe it. Don't know where the time goes. Kind of a rainy day here again. It's crazy. It's like every other day. Rain, sun. Well, at least it isn't humid. I can't complain. Although we're bound to get hit with it sooner or later. New England is known for its excruciatingly hot and sticky summers, so even on the rainy days, I got to enjoy this. At least I'm not miserably melting away over here. Oh, it can be just oppressive. You can't even breathe. Anyway, got an interesting show lined up for you today. We got Pam Shuford as our guest for the next 2 hours. She'll be coming up after the first break. She's a researcher on the New World Order. She's also an activist, had some interesting experiences that she'll be sharing with us. Run into some interesting persons over the years, in and out of government, people with first-hand information who have been there, you know, seen how things work behind the curtain, so should be an interesting interview. just as always, before we do that, before we go to the first break, I want to go over some quick announcements. A reminder, guys, let's keep harping away at local officials up in Hampshire. To let them know that we are supportive of Mr. Brown and that we expect that they're going to be supportive of Mr. Brown as well to protect him and his wife from the federal thugs. And you can do that by calling any or hopefully all of these numbers. And if you've already done it, do it again. Call them every day. They like to harass us. They're certainly harassing the Browns. So let's harass them back. The number for the governor of New Hampshire is 603-271-2121. Number for the local sheriff, 603-863-4200. And the county commissioner's office, 603-863-2560. Let them know that you expect them to protect the Browns from the criminals with the badges. Anyway, yes, once again, folks, we're offering Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism, here at RBN. You can get that by going to republicbroadcasting.org. It's $14.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling, or you can send a check or money order to the RBN office, and please note that we've got the new street address. It's 2251 Doubleday Creek Boulevard, number 302. Again, that's 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302. And it's still in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can call in 800-724-2719 and order that way. And a reminder, the website for Truth Hurts Radio is truthhurts.com. That's H-E-R-T-Z. The email, if you have comments, positive or negative, questions, suggestions for future topics you'd like to see covered. I haven't been doing too much topical lately because I've been having so many guests. One of these days, I need to leave some spots open. it's just so many good guests that I'm getting a hold of that I want to get on. I've just been lining them up back to back, day after day. But from time to time, I'm going to have some shows freed up or I can just go off on some tangents and cover some interesting subjects myself. So if there's anything, you know, you'd like to see covered, any subjects or any guests you'd like to see on the show, and certainly if you have any contact information for guests, you can send that to truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Again, that's spelled H-E-R-T-Z, truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Our what was I going to say? The website to get my books is lulu.com. That's lulu.com. The best way to find my books is just search for them by my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. Stick with us, guys. Be right back.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hey, welcome back to True Threats Radio. This is your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Pam Shufert here as our guest today. Welcome to the show, Pam.
Oh, hi, Charles. It's such a privilege to be on with you.
great to have you.
Yeah, well, you do a great job. I'm very impressed with you, and I really enjoyed you on Pal Talk, of all things, and in getting introduced to you, and I'm real impressed. You're doing a good job.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, actually. I haven't mentioned Pal Talk for a while on here, just to remind the listeners, if you want to join me and my fellow compadres and compadresses, just go to paltalk.com. Yeah, you can download the free software, and you can join us in the room. 9/11 was an inside job, runs 24/7, and on average, we got at least 30, 40 people, sometimes 60, sometimes over 100. And we talk about, well, all kinds of stuff, mostly 9/11 related, but, just government corruption in general, what's going on in the world, and sometimes we even get off of politics, which is refreshing once in a while.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
But I think it's a great chat room, and yeah, I do encourage your listeners also download that Pal Talk. You can talk with Skype, you know, or headphones to people all over the world free of charge and really get some great insight to people there, you know. Pal Talk draws a lot of really quality people who have a lot of good insight into these subjects. So, and you did a great job on Pal Talk. That's really where I got introduced to you, and I just learned so much.
Yeah, it's true. You know, you get interesting perspectives. You get people from the Middle East.
You do.
From England, from Australia. And, yeah, you get their firsthand accounts of what's happening. So, I mean, there's nothing like it, really, under the sun. You know, it's the biggest chat forum like this. You can use, of course, voice and text. And, it's really good.
Yeah, it really is. Well, I'm so glad to be on today. I'm actually reporting to you from the great state of Minnesota. When I've communicated with Pal Talk people in your room before I signed off, and I haven't been on since then, really, I was thinking of heading up to Edna Lane Brown's crisis situation in New Hampshire, going east, but instead, because of a crisis with friends in the Russian community, and I speak Russian and network grapevine with them because they have a lot of hot information on, from the Russian perspective of the New World Order, what's coming down, what Russian spies are bragging to them and all, so I hang out with them. Came out to visit one family that's under heavy, heavy attack from various sources, and man, it's wild. It's like another X-Files situation out here, so here I am, another adventure.
Is there a Russian immigrant community in Minnesota? Or?
You bet. St. Paul, Minneapolis area, massive. And I just came, by the way, through Chicago, where I'd studied Russian way back in 79-80 in Wheaton, Illinois, to work with a Russian community in Chicago. I did a lot of work with the Russian community in New York City, in Brooklyn. That's the heart of, the Russian community in Brighton Beach. They call it Malinkaya Odessa or Little Odessa in Brooklyn. Has everything there from Russian KGB spies to Russian mafia to everything you can imagine, Russian stores. It's like walking into a James Bond movie filled with intrigue.
So they're still at it, huh? The KGB, some people think they've kind of dissipated.
Oh, let me tell you, the KGB is now called the FSB. Listen, it's been an open-door policy ever since there's these secret treaties between Putin and Bush, all for New World Order agenda. We have a big, massive Patriot Network grapevine out there. We get information from the military sources, like one I just talked to down in Texas said, consistently, Russian crack young Spetsnaz troops are coming in through Florida, Canada, being pre-positioned in strategic locations across America for the next big one, as they call it, that will deliberately trigger martial law. Even up in beloved Glacier National Park region, right above it in Canada, Lethbridge, Alberta, we have a Canadian network telling us Russian troops are coming in big time up there and also over in British Columbia, Abbotsford.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah,
maybe the CIA contracted out and is having the KGB spy on us for them.
Well, what's the difference? CIA, KGB, as long as they're both working for the New World Order. Russian troops are building concentration camps to kill us all and all those New World Order resistors on the Aleutian Islands off of Alaska. Now get this, in Spokane, where my reports get translated into Russian and get out all over the world to the Russian communities through their grapevine, and I lecture there to the Russian community, because they're scared. They want to be good, loyal Americans. They love freedom. They kiss the ground and worship it, of freedom in America. They said, we're scared. We're seeing what's happening to America, and it's the same thing like the former Bolshevik Revolution. They're scared.
Yep.
Anyhow, the Russian spies in Spokane are openly bragging to my friends there. And I said, well, okay, Olga, what are they saying now? And my friend Olga, who does my translating, said, well, Russian spies, they brag to us Russian immigrants here. They're saying, ha, 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 stupid Americans, as it was in Russia, so shall it soon be in America. I said, and you know what? They're right. And then I went over to Moses in Soap Lake and talked to a woman who's a member of the Constitutionalist Party. She said, funny you should say that, because we have a lot of Russians here in Washington, and that's true. She said, and my friend who's Czechoslovakian lives up in Soap Lake, and a half hour from here, she said there's big, burly Russian military types strutting around, looking like they own the place, saying to everyone, intimidating the Americans there, saying, hey, be careful what you say. Be careful what you do. This is no longer America. I said, you know what? They're right. We're heading for police state USA. They will be using Russian troops extensively. In fact, you know, Charles, I got a lot of flack several years ago when I said, friends, not only are there detention camps ready to receive all Americans who are going to fight back and resist, there's also prisoner boxcars with shackles. And I went to the company, right around the company, the area there, Gunderson Steel of Portland, Oregon. There's many in the Russian community, fine Russian Christians, immigrants who fled communist persecution, who work in that area. They live there in communities. And they said, yeah, we have our people working in Gunderson. One of them, Mike Sasha, has told us all about the prisoner boxcars there, inside and out, higher than normal, three-tier level inside with shackles and benches. And they are very afraid because, through my reporting, they now know how they will be used under martial law. So it spreads rapidly throughout the Russian grapevine, and they're scared, frankly. They fear more than most Americans because fat, dumb, happy Americans have never had to live under a repressive communist regime.
They can see this for what it is. They've been through
it. They do, and they love me. They appreciate my reporting. But Americans?
And Americans don't know what freedom is, you know?
They don't
really
know what persecution and oppression is, you know? I used to work with a Russian...
But they don't even know what freedom is. They think they're a free country now. They don't have any idea.
You're absolutely right, Charles. And I've lived overseas. I lived over in Germany, in Deutschland, for 6 months to get a fresh perspective from Europe on all these things. Let me tell you, I was glad for that because there is no news media bias and blackout blinding at your eyes like in America where everything is just so controlled propagandistic. You get the news really pure and unvarnished there in Europe, and you see things for what they really are. In fact, they have a big truth movement in Germany where at least two-thirds of the Germans believe that 911 was an inside job. And they, you know, they're not fools.
You know what the difference is between our media and, say, what existed under Hitler or Stalin? They lie to us with a smile. That's really the difference.
And here's what I tell people, too, because I worked with Russians for decades. I started working with their people way back in social work, translating all kinds of stuff, helping them out in New York and Chicago. And I had to study, of course, the culture under communism at that time to get a better perspective. Well, here's what I finally figured out. You know what? At least in Russia, they knew they were being lied to. They said, oh, yeah, we knew. Izvestia Pravda. They're all propaganda. You know, they even had an old joke that went, there's no Izvestia in Pravda and no Pravda in Izvestia, meaning there's no truth in the news and no news in the truth. It just, they knew it was propaganda. But dangers are here, Charles. This is why I'm an independent investigative journalist on the road 24/7 investigating. Because you know what? The American people are being lied to, deceived every single day by countless glossy magazines and
ironically,
and other things.
Problem
but they don't
website.
Know it. They don't know it.
No. You're more likely to get the truth about what's going on here from Pravda than you will from, say, the New York Times, the Washington Post.
You bet. And it's all lies, lies, and damn lies here in America. But the danger is, Charles, they don't know they're being lied to, and that's where the great power of this misinformation and disinformation lies. The American people are confident, we have freedom in America, we've got a free press. Oh, how they love you to believe that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's far more dangerous here, because at least in Russia, the poor Russian people under communism knew they were being lied to. And
well, the Florida Supreme Court has officially declared that the media is not obliged by law to tell the public the truth. So, I mean, that's rolled the red carpet out officially for them to lie.
Hello, because they now know they don't risk prosecution for lying.
Yeah.
So that's why we independent journalists, people like you, Charles, and many others out there, and myself, you know, we feel such a dedication to tell American people the truth that, you know, like for me, I'll go to any expense, any length, anything it takes to keep getting the truth out. We have to, because there's, you know, we're up against these big millionaire, billionaire folks with their garbage lying to American people. We have to get the truth out.
You know, it's no longer a question of what are they lying to us about. It's more, what are they telling us the truth about? I mean, they're not, you know, in fact,
right.
I can name right now all the things they're telling us the truth about. You ready?
Uh-huh.
And that's it. There you go.
Ah, yes. Oh, you know what? You're smart. I appreciate your intelligence. You're right.
They might slip a little hint of truth once in a while to make it look convincing, or you know.
Oh,
but
sure.
The overall picture they present of everything they report on is a scam.
That's
you know
right.
What? I don't even trust watching the sports coverage anymore. I think
really?
All the sports games are rigged, to be honest with you.
Well,
I
think so, too. It's a money thing. It's a money thing.
Yeah, of course. There's big, a lot of money rides on these bets. And,
you bet.
I mean, everybody knows professional wrestling is rigged. There's no question about that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, you know, why not extend that to, I've noticed over the past several years, particularly in the football game, I'm not sure I want to go down this road, but
right.
A lot of weird, weird plays that make you scratch your head and wonder, that doesn't, you know, and weird calls by the, you know, the referees. And
sure.
I don't believe it. I think it's all rigged.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And that's why, and you know what? I have good news for you, Charles. Everywhere I travel across America and I meet with people and I interview them all, people are telling me this. They say, you know what? More and more we don't trust the news media on TV and all. We're turning to alternate news sources, whether the Internet or, you know, Republic, et cetera. They don't trust the controlled news media, the government.
Right.
So we're having our debut, you know, of this kind of reporting.
People are waking up. Tell you what, we're going to go to a break. Folks, we'll be right back with Pam Schufer.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Okay, we're back here on Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. I've got Pam Shuford on as a guest. Pam, before we move forward to talk about current issues and, you know, where we see things going, I'd like to have our audience get an idea of, you know, where you're coming from, how you became aware of government corruption, how you got involved in your activism and your research about, the New World Order, 9/11 et al.
Sure. Right. Well, you know, I'm going to be very honest with people and tell people that actually what I'm now doing under this very day, having now done undercover investigative journalism on behalf of the American people for the past 10 years, in the beginning, none of this is what I ever would have chosen for lifestyle or vocation. But you see, Charles, you really don't have much choice when you are brutally thrust into that realm because your own family member, in this case my well-known famous Air Force father, got recruited into the New World Order agenda while working in the headquarters of the United States Air Force and in the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and it destroyed my life for many years, our family unit, my parents' marriage. People have to understand there's a constant undercurrent of tapping people on the shoulders when the New World Order wants to recruit somebody strategically to work for their evil, anti-patriotic, anti-constitutional world globalist agenda. They're recruiting people from every walk of life, in the intelligence community, in the law enforcement, military, rampant in the military. And what has happened to me and my family and my parents has happened on a major scale to many people out there, but because of fear of reprisal, they will not go public with it. I have chosen to go public because I see too many victims and too many future victims in this nation. But my father was a very famous figure in the United States Air Force. I was born, in fact, at the headquarters of the United States Air Force, Bowling Air Force Base in Washington, D.C. in 1952. My father was a very famous World War II Air Force figure, hero, Berlin airlift hero. In fact, he had the distinction of being called the icon, the pioneering military cartoonist of the United States Air Force, with every issue of Airman magazine up to recent years. He died in 98, being filled with his cartoons. Here's Jake. In fact, there are collector's items and memorabilia now, his old Berlin airlift cartoon book that helped keep the morale of the troops going. Very, very famous figure. And he used to draw secret charts and graphs while working the Pentagon for the Air Force. And well known. And finally, in the late 60s, early 70s, he was, as I put the pieces together later on, many years later, tapped and pressured and pushed and bribed into going in that direction, unfortunately. And literally, the rhetoric of the New World Order, its agenda, its very brutal, evil agenda, dark agenda, very Luciferic, Illuminati, it took root in my father's life, and what had been a warm, loving husband and family man and a daddy that I loved with all my heart as a child, I lost him to the military vision of the New World Order. He was transformed into a tyrant that our whole family feared when he would come home at night from the Pentagon. My mother would have to say to my brother and I, quick, kids, run to your room and hide. Daddy's home. What a horrible transition from a father I once loved. But this is what the rhetoric and doctrines of darkness of the New World Order do to someone. They transform them into, well, frankly, he was transformed into a person that Hitler's SS would have been proud of. My father, full-blooded, German-Aryan, and oh my gosh, what they did to him to transform him into one of their people.
You wind up, without even knowing it, checking your conscience at the door.
You bet. And not only that, but my father was recruited into the accompanying religion of the New World Order, which anybody who does their homework on it realizes it is Illuminism, Luciferianism, or Satanism, take your pick of words, but it's all the same devil behind it. It has the same effect. And and because my father basically initially was a very good man, they had to send in what they call a Satanist black widow, women trained in the art of seducing the men that they want who otherwise just won't be drawn in. And unfortunately, that was his weak point, being very handsome, Air Force hero and all. They knew his weak spot. They sent a very powerful British Satanist that I'm in fact sure was connected with MI6, British intelligence. They used people like that as well. But from England, Florence Pat Jennings, and her seduction unfortunately trapped my father. It worked. And my mother lost the man she had loved. I lost the daddy I loved to 30 years of this darkness before he came out, 6 months before he died, and actually got right with his family. And everything was, it was tragic, those 30 years. And, I mean, to find out, well, no, I can't be with my family at Christmas time or Easter time because he was going with her to human sacrificing satanic rituals of, like, the D.C. Satanist elite, where we live in the D.C. area, or Germany, or England, or California, with other high-level military Satanists. You cannot begin to imagine the devastation at work, especially in children that love their daddy. I have been forced, Charles, into a very dangerous, deadly battlefield, but I have no other choice because America deserves to know what's going on. This is happening to many military husbands and families, but they're too scared. The wives and kids are too intimidated to tell you what they're doing to daddy through all this. It's happening on a major scale politically. It's happening in all kinds of sectors of society. And not only that, they're recruiting him into the Satanism that goes along with it. And talk about a terror that comes home. My father became a true terror, and I was traumatized for many years.
Did he ever mention anything about Bohemian Grove?
He did not. He did not dare. He did not, it took me a while to find out that he was actually going to these rituals. He would bring the evil, the hate, the darkness, the fear, the terror. But he would not openly admit to his wife and to us children that he was doing this. I had to figure it out by meeting with his former satanic high priest from Virginia Beach, Virginia, and other people. But, oh, my gosh, what I found out. Incredible.
Yeah, as you go along, year after deeper and deeper, they take you into it to the point where, yeah, you become animalistic.
Absolutely.
No semblance of any human emotion or compassion, nothing.
And it destroyed my emotions effectively, too. His terrorizing took years of my emotions.
Tell you what, hold that thought. We've got to go on a quick break again. We'll be right back. Stick with us, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Here on Truth Hurts Radio, this is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Pam Shuford as our guest. Yeah, this is so typical of what you hear about from, Satanism, these satanic cults.
You bet.
They do the same thing. In fact, we know the CIA has worked on many occasions hand in hand with satanic cults around the country because they know that this is a powerful way to achieve multiple personality syndromes.
Yep.
Syndrome, and through abuse, through systematic exposure to trauma.
Yes.
And I believe this is what they did with Massawi. They said at his trial he was trembling and his lips were stuttering. And
you bet.
Staring at the floor. He had bruises on his forehead, two black eyes,
sure.
And he was wearing a stun belt.
Well, a lot of this force, this torture, CIA torture, is designed to extract any kind of confession they want out of people. It's not the truth. It's a forced confession through torture. You bet. I want to comment on the whole CIA thing. Many of my friends are former CIA. Some of them are former assassins, et cetera. But they have the distinction of actually, they said, well, we came out. We knew it was wrong. We became Christians. We were real sorry for what we did, and we're coming clean. And I've personally interviewed these people. Steve Campbell, former assassin for the CIA, telling me that he was hired because his family was a Satanist family from the mountains of North Carolina, because They make the best assassins. They kill without conscience. My friend Elaine, former Satanic High Priestess of Indiana for 17 years, with several books now in Christian bookstores telling all about it. She was hired by the CIA under Bush Sr. to be an assassin, a female seducing assassin.
Yeah, the more degraded...
CIA pattern. They are Satanists.
Yeah, the more degraded you were, the more heinous the crimes they can make better use
Precisely.
Of you.
Precisely. And this every single person I've ever become friends with who used to work CIA fully admitted to the deep, dark, satanic, occultic. And they're fully linked with Bohemian Grove and the human sacrifice rituals and the pedophilia and hunting the children down naked in the woods, then raping them and killing them. It's all CIA linked. You know, frankly, with all of my years of research, and there's not any other group except the CIA that has me so thoroughly disgusted. They're evil beyond words, you know?
Yeah.
I used to shudder when I lived in the Washington, D.C. area, and I'd drive on the George Washington Parkway along the Potomac River, see the exit for Langley McLean, and I'd actually have the courage to go down there and drive and park across the CIA headquarters and, believe it or not, say a prayer for those people, because they are the depraved of the depraved. I mean, they are wretched. You know, it frightens me. And now we have the head over the CIA, this Michael Hayden, General Michael Hayden, U.S. Air Force General, and there's no way he could be head of the CIA without himself being number one, fully on board the bandwagon of this very satanic, luciferic New World Order agenda, and without being a Satanist as my father was himself. It's rampant in the Air Force. In fact, every branch of the military and the religion of the New World Order is filthy, vile Satanism, and that's precisely the kind of person they'd have to have over the CIA. And I said, you know what, friends? My Air Force Satanist father was a terror. Combine him with the CIA, and frankly, you know, America, fear this. It's a deadly combination. Very scary future, you know?
Yeah.
Police State USA.
You know, I always say this, and it's so hard to get people woken up to the reality that we're dealing with outrageous corruption. But to get them to understand that this corruption stems from a belief system that is totally antithetical to anything we know to be...
Yes.
You know, people just can't believe that people are this evil. They might go to the movies and see evil people portrayed on the screen, but, you know, to them, that's just the lunatic fringe. Well, these are lunatic fringe, too, but, I mean, they'll assign that to just people in the ghettos. You're not people in three-piece suits that occupy high positions of power. They just can't fathom that. But this is it's always been this way.
You see, they do. And every city across America, Charles, has its shadow government power people coven made up of judges, lawyers, mayors, DAs, police chiefs, sheriffs, etc., the big power people who are by night human sacrificing, child raping, cannibalizing Satanists. And I have interviewed former Satanists, former high-level. It was in my book, Satanism in America Today. The book's no longer available. The reports can be read on the Internet. I've sat down face-to-face with people who told me, watching as little children chained to satanic altars are brutally chainsaw massacred, and it's all captured on film by these people without consciences to sell as snuff films on the black market for thousands of dollars. You can't begin to imagine what happens on the satanic altars across America to the tune of hundreds of thousands every single year, covered up by the corruption system or the good old boy networking system that goes into courthouses, police departments, sheriff's departments, all the way up in the FBI, CIA.
Look, folks,
cover.
I just read an article yesterday. This is nothing new, but they recently, down in Mexico, uncovered a Mayan grave site with hundreds, probably thousands. They're still digging.
Sure.
Bodies of children that were sacrificed, you know, in the ancient Mayan Empire.
Sure.
But this was sanctioned by the government. It was done by the Mayan government. You know, this was official practice. They would sacrifice little children. So, you know, the Aztecs did it. Many other ancient cultures, the Babylonians, the Sumerians, and these people idolize these ancient cultures. Their followers, the Bohemian Grove, the owl god that they have a 40-foot statue of there, Moloch, that is a god that, if you read the Old Testament, that the Hittites and the Canaanites used to sacrifice children to.
Brutal, horrible sacrifice. That's right. And I am a Bible college student, been many years involved in those kinds of things, and I keep it with me. Let me tell you something. Yeah, the statues of Moloch, they were metal statues. They would build a fire inside of it and place infants in the fiery, red-hot, burning arms of Moloch, and these babies would be horribly burned alive and sacrificed to these Moloch. You bet that's going on in Bohemian Grove, but it's not just there. But here's what's scary, Charles, very sad and scary. It's one thing when you have little cult fringe groups out in the woods or mountains doing stuff like that. It's another thing when the very people who are allegedly practicing these things and are members of it sit in the highest governing seats of power in the United States of America. What does that tell you about the mentality and morality of this nation when that is at the highest levels of our governing power is going on?
Well, obviously they don't have morality.
No. And in fact, my father was highly honored after he jumped on board the bandwagon of the New World Order agenda. Highly promoted, honored, cartoons, Dudley Dog, given all this stuff. That's what they do. In fact, this one friend of mine in the mountains of North Carolina and Asheville, North Carolina, that region is a vast mecca for Satanism and human sacrifice in the same old system. A friend of mine went to work as a security guard in the Asheville Mall there in Asheville, big mall. And the owner, Pokey Coleman, sat him down in his office one day and said, "Hey, son, how would you like to be part of the rich, the elite, the powerful? Why, money can be yours, power can be yours, anything you want. It will give you a blank check, and you can fill it out." And my friend, who had been a police officer formerly investigating satanic crime, was on to something. He said, "Wait a minute, you're not a bunch of those Satanists, are you?" And he said, the owner of the mall smiled and said, "Well, son, we don't like to think of ourselves that way, but..." And my friend was outraged. He walked out. He was lying.
Yeah.
They call themselves the rich, the elite, and the powerful, but you want to know what they are? I know what they are because I saw my dad for 30 years in it. They are wretched. They are miserable. They are filled with guilt. They are friends to nobody. They are miserable, wretched people. And I tell you, the money can't buy happiness. The elitism can't buy happiness. You know, I know that these people can't even sleep at night. My dad couldn't either because of living with their conscience. You know, these people have to turn to drugs and alcohol to try and sleep at night because of the horrible things they do to little children on satanic altars. You know, they have no peace, Charles. None. My dad didn't either.
This is the natural outgrowth of unbridled lust for wealth and power. You know, after you've got all the money in the world, all the power in the world, and you know you can raise your hand or everybody's going to bow and acquiesce to your wishes.
Yeah.
What is there left to lust for? You just keep going. You just keep going down that
drain. And to satisfy depraved sexual desires, you get more depraved. You do more horrible things to little children and babies, and you have necrophilia, and it gets worse and worse and worse.
You're looking for the ultimate high, and that ultimate high winds up being the most degraded, inhuman, unthinkable evil. And you know, so this goes way beyond. Yeah, the New World Order is way beyond lust for wealth and power. That's obviously part of it. But there really is a demonic, call it what you will, satanic, evil.
And Charles, here's what Americans need to be very concerned about, as I am. My friends, friends now, but they wouldn't have been back when they were working for the CIA, but friends who came out to tell the truth and put their lives on the line, they said, "Look, from inside the CIA, we were planning these concentration camps, these detention camps you're reporting on, and they will be used in the future to terminate." And the word they all used, each one of them, was terminate the future resistors of the New World Order as it comes down in America under martial law. And they said, and we New World Order Satanists working in the CIA knew that every single person arrested under martial law, hauled off in these boxcars or shackles, taken to the camps to be killed, would in fact be counted by the Illuminati and the New World Order as one more sacrifice to Satan to get power from him, to bring down their New World Order. We are the sacrifices, and the death camps are the altars.
It's like a twisted high that they get off of this, the rush they get, that they can dominate people.
Well, this is true. And stories of former Satanists, such as Bill Schnoblin, who wrote a book, Lucifer Dethroned. I'm here in the state of Minnesota. He used to help raise up covens in the state till he finally came clean, came out, did become a real Christian, wrote a book exposing it. He said, "I have to admit with shame now, the real highs that we would get out of our perverted sex and torture of beautiful young women and children on these altars." He said it's all tied in with horrible, perverse lust out of control.
And you know, I had a guest last week. We were talking about the Nazis and their involvement in the occult. And, of course, the CIA, through the Operation Paperclip fiasco, recruited a lot of these Nazis.
And
not only did they inherit from them, you know, a lot of their scientific discoveries, but their occultism as well was brought directly over here.
Well, see, my father was also tapped because of his full-blooded German, Austrian, Aryan background as well. So he was honored in the Allied Museum in Berlin, Germany. To this day, they have a special display on him. But not only did my father get recruited into their New World Order agenda in the Pentagon and the Air Force, and sucked into Satanism, he also got, they fully filled him with all the teachings of Nazism. In fact, right up to almost the time that he died, when I was taking care of him in hospice, he had me put on the DVD player copies of old grainy videos or old grainy World War II films of Hitler youth processions with torches in the air marching in swirling swastikas and all of that. It was an obsession. It's scary, scary, Charles, what these people can do. Otherwise, normal families and normal people.
Yeah, they talk about Mengele and how evil he was, but this stuff has been going on here ever since, covertly, and yet nowadays not so covertly. I mean, look what they're doing with the introduction of torture now and saying that it's legal that they can do
this. They are customizing the American people because in any police state, Charles,
yeah.
You have to have torture as a fear control method to get people terrified. Every dictatorship must control through fear and oppression and terror. That's why they have the hearts of the military, because they're going to have to use the military to control us. That's why they are reintroducing and really glorifying torture and making it the norm. Because everything has control through torture and fear.
You know, they've got people so dumbed down, they'll say, well, these people are terrorists anyway. Well, first of all, even if they were, it doesn't matter. You don't torture, okay?
That's been
outlawed internationally for a darn good reason, because it doesn't work.
It doesn't.
First of all. And it creates more problems for you in the long run. But the whole point is, these people aren't guilty of anything.
All the people,
hundreds of people that they have imprisoned at Guantanamo, they only got one conviction. And
that one conviction
is highly questionable. And they let him off for plea bargain. In other words, he went along with what they said just so he could get off with a more minor sentence.
And you know, Charles, I couldn't agree with you more. But myself, having worked with people who came out of brutal communist regimes in Russia, the Ukraine, and the former Soviet Union. In fact, I used to write letters to innocent people shipped off to labor camps in Russia. People who, for the crime of printing Bibles secretly, were considered criminals and sent off to brutal gulags and all. You have to understand it's the nature of the beast, no pun intended. They have to have brutal torture as a fear compliance method to create fear in the hearts of the American people, fear to disobey the government, fear that they must comply or else. This is all the elements of a horrible communist or brutal dictatorship regime. It has never been traditionally a part of the true American republic and how we operate. But by this,
people can see
being transformed.
Yeah, as a credit to their power of deception, a lot of times in the past, the reason why they outlawed the Bible is because it was filled with, moral standards.
You
and
bet.
People wouldn't accept torture. Well, today they haven't banned the Bible, but they've still gotten, quote, Christians to believe that torture is acceptable.
Torture is not acceptable. It is wrong, and it does not produce any good results, really.
Very evil that we profess to have stood up against all during the past, four, five, six decades since Hitler.
Right. America is going, indeed, like my former CIA who used to work for Bush Sr. when he was head of the CIA, Michael Moholy, 20 years Naval Intelligence CIA, who came out to blow the whistle, then went underground. He said, at the very top, hey, right here in CIA, he said, we all know in the CIA what the concentration camps, are for in America. I said, what are they for? I thought we had freedom. He said, we all know in the CIA they are to terminate the future resistors of the New World Order as it comes down in America under martial law. You know, it's scary. This is not the America that our people previously knew. We are heading into police state USA, and torture is an essential part of controlling people through fear and fear of the unknown. And, oh, my gosh, if we don't comply, they're going to take you away in a black van and torture you and dump your body.
Yeah.
So we can tell just by the torture thing being glorified and now in movies and TV and all. Oh, boy, friends, they're preparing you. That's the direction we're going. Very sad.
This isn't fear-mongering. This is reality. They're the ones with fear-mongering.
Exactly. And when I get accused, Charles, of fear-mongering, I say to people, you know what? Get your heads together, friends. When somebody is working, like, with some weather station out there monitoring hurricanes and tornadoes, when they see a tornado on the horizon heading for your town, are you going to accuse them of being a fearmonger? Because they're reporting to you accurately, oh boy, our Doppler radar shows a tornado is heading straight for, your town, No, you thank them for telling you the truth so you can take shelter and do something about it. You would never accuse these people who are warning you of, impending danger and doom. to be fearmongers. So I toss that accusation out the window because I get it all the time, Charles. You and I and others like us, we are telling America the truth. We have the courage to say what must be said in this hour in the hopes that people will take refuge or do anything, but don't just sit there and be a victim. Don't be a victim of this agenda.
You know, it's like you're sitting there, you see a neighbor's house on fire, and you run over and you're trying to wake them up and tell them to get out of the house. You know, they're gonna die if they don't get out. The fires are going to engulf them, and they're just sitting there laughing and
yeah.
or even getting mad at you for upsetting them. And, you know, let me go back to sleep. I mean, that's really what this is all about. That's what we're dealing with here.
Well,
and
I cannot in good conscience be a person who puts them to sleep. I'll tell them the truth. I don't care if they get scared, angry, mad at me, whatever. I have an obligation in this hour to tell my fellow Americans the truth. And by the way, Charles, this is something important I wanted to bring up. I just, a few months ago, was up in northwestern Montana and Idaho doing research up there, and I was hit with deadly Pentagon spraying, chemical testing up there. Almost killed me. And I know you have a lot of listeners up there in Idaho and Montana. They need to hear what I found out through an NSA source about the deadly secret Pentagon testing up there that almost killed me.
Yeah, let's talk some more about that when we get back from the break. Stick with us, folks. Be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hey, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Pam Schuffert here as our guest. Yeah, just before the break, you were talking about your friends in the NSA and fiasco.
Oh, yeah.
Covered.
Yeah, well, I've long been, in fact, I have a Montana license plate presently. I've long been intrigued by the reports I heard as back as early as 95 of sightings of black boxcars with shackles and foreign troops and Russian troops and reports of concentration camps, detention camps, all kinds of things up there in the Idaho-Montana region. And I was very intrigued, especially after an eyewitness source told me they had been eyewitnesses to black boxcars with shackles parked in a sidetrack outside of Columbia Falls, Montana, which is not far, by the way, from Glacier Park there, an area that I really love. So I headed from the East Coast all the way up to that region to check it out, and what a door it opened of intrigue and future New World Order agendas and termination of the good patriot communities. You know, it really is true, Charles. I found out, I've actually interviewed a bunch of those good old mountain boys up there who are true Montana militiamen who hate the New World Order. They know what's coming. And they're exercising simply their legal, lawful, constitutional rights and, you know, a Second Amendment and all that. They are truly, they're within the law. They're doing what they believe is the right thing. They're prepared to take on the New World Order. And it's funny, I got sent from one good old boy to another to interview, and without exception, they all said, well, yeah, ma'am, we know that this is coming. We know what they're planning to do, and it'll be out of my cold, dead fingers. They pry my guns. Well, baby, unfortunately, that is the agenda of the New World Order, to pry your guns out of your cold, dead fingers up there in Idaho, Montana, because when I was up there in the Libby region of Montana off of Highway 2 investigating, I apparently was in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, I did a lot of research through Jane's Chem Bio Handbook and researching and Jane's Defense Manuals on military chemical biological stuff. I knew some of the warning symptoms to look for, and, man, they came upon me in abundance a few months ago on a very fog-shrouded, damp day that just held those chemicals. They were low-altitude spraying right to the ground, and I could taste it, horrible metallic taste in the air, and then the symptoms like a flood. Everything from causing my it was like a neuromuscular thing where, you know, if it had been like martial law and here comes the UN NATO troops ready to take your guns away in these mountains, I would not have been properly able to give the orders to my brain, to my hands, to my fingers to resist, to do anything. It totally disabled me both physically so that I was a basket case, and it also had a powerful, like the kind of drugs you might imagine in a psych ward with very dangerous patients to sedate them. It had both a mental effect of powerful sedatives coupled with a neurological effect where you couldn't even give orders to your hands and fingers to properly function. It hit me so hard. It also had the effect of taking strength that I was only with help I was able to get out of the area. A friend had to come actually and help me get out, in fact, 2,000 miles away. I was so freaked by that. It took me 3 months to recover back to normal function completely. But before I left the area, after getting hit really hard up there in the Libby area, which, by the way, is only an hour and a half from a known, confirmed, hidden UN military training base that has been training Russian troops and foreign troops for the hour of martial law confrontation up near the Canadian border, right above Troy, which is next to Libby, on a forest road up there going up into the Yak River Valley and up into the town of Yak. Very scary up there, but my NSA source told me, I met with her in Whitefish, Montana. She said, yeah, my husband's NSA. Let me tell you all about this Pentagon program of 5 years now ongoing to test the more deadly war chemicals they're going to be using in the future.
And don't you love that name, Pentagon? I mean, there's so much
occultism. Pentagram.
Yeah. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.